seen on social media or in the newspapers or on the news, a very striking image that came out of the recent protests and riots that had taken place down in London. It's a picture of a black guy, a big, powerful black guy, carrying a pretty big white guy over his shoulder. And the white man has a head wound. He's obviously been injured. The black man is carrying him to safety. And the two people in that picture are actually on opposing sides of this whole debate that's going on at the moment, this whole movement that we're finding convulsing both our own country and others too. The black guys with Black Lives Matter. The white guy was there part of a protest to protect statues. They were on opposing sides. But when the black guy saw this white guy attacked, fallen to the ground, blood pouring from his head, he instantly, he and his mates, put aside the differences between them, put aside the things that would naturally perhaps make them enemies. His mates surrounded the guy. The man himself went in and picked up the white man, put him over his shoulder, carried him to the police line where he could receive treatment for his quite possibly life-threatening injuries. It's such an arresting image, and it's such a reminder of the biblical principle of love your enemies. What that man did was a very Christian thing in one sense. He loved his enemy. He saw life in danger. He put aside all the differences, and he carried him to safety. We see something of that attitude coming through from Paul, much of that attitude coming through in the verses we'll look at in Philippians today. It's Philippians 3 and verses 18 and 19. Let me read these verses to you. Paul says, "For I've often told you, and now say again with tears, that many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach, their glory is in their shame. They are focused on earthly things." Now, these people that Paul are talking about, they aren't Christians. They're people who live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their God is their stomach. They just want to feed their own physical worldly desires. Their glory is in their shame. Things that should be shame-inducing in them, they glory in. Now, does Paul despise these people? Does he just want to leave them to wander on the path that they're on, headed for destruction? No, not at all. He says that he's moved to tears as he writes about them here, as he thinks about them. He's moved to tears because he loves them. He loves his enemies. He loves even God's enemies. He wants them to be saved. That should challenge us. We live in a very divisive age, it would seem, where you've got to take one side or the other. But as those whose side is Christ's side, and that should be where our primary identity lies, in the fact that we are Christ's people, we are God's people, we have to love our enemies. As we see and hear people whose views may be abhorrent to us as Christians, we shouldn't be wishing for their destruction. We should be praying for their salvation with tears. We should love our enemies. Let's pray that that would shine through in our lives as God's people. That those whose views we find the most terrible and whose actions we deplore, we would nonetheless be moved with tears at the thought that they are headed to destruction. And we would ask God that he would save them. That's Christ-like. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Neither should we.